anticipation in a good way. And it was just wonderful because, you know, you came from very cramped conditions to a lovely big house. Mm. And you had a back boiler, so you had hot water, you had a lovely bathroom where, when we lived in Cardiff Road, we had a tin bath which was filled up from the boiler and then emptied outside. Luckily we were on the ground floor, so it was quite easy to just lift the bath out the back and empty the water. But yes, I mean, it was really very modern. It was ultra modern because you had these big rooms, as you can see, with huge windows, hot water, a lovely bathroom, and three nice bedrooms, whereas, you know, we'd all use just one bedroom. But, you know, that wouldn't be acceptable now, would it, really, for four-year-old children to be sleeping in the bedroom. So it was, and there was a nice garden for the children to play. But of course, once the roads were built, and Paul had friends, especially Carl next door, they spent all their time out in the street playing football. So, but the anticipation was wonderful, and when, you know, when you got the letter, it's great, absolutely great. And then you had to get to know all new people, because when I lived in Cardiff Road, you only really saw family. We didn't have a very big social life, so I think coming out here and then meeting more people, and then I got a job working when they built the school. I went as a lunchtime supervisor, and then we started having little social occasions. We would, but this was not straight away, of course, in 62. This was as the time went on, when the school was built, because there was no school when we got here. But then we started having social evenings with Tupperware parties and jewellery parties, and that would just be the women. Men would, because then men went out on a Friday night to play skittles or darts, and they usually had a day in the week where they practiced. So it was always a day for parties when the men were out. No men ever came, and then you sort of got, you'd have tea and biscuits, and everybody would, you know, use that as socialising. Well, this, I've lived here, obviously, for a very long time, and this is the only place that I think about. You know, the flat I remember, but you remember living in a you know, in a big house with loads of other people, and you needed to spread your wings, really, when you, I suppose, when you came here. But then I think we were perhaps lucky that we'd had two rooms and a kitchen, so we had enough furniture, possibly. I can remember we had a three-piece suite, and because everything you had really was second-hand, you know. And when I moved here, my uncle, who was the butcher, he had bought a big house. He'd lived, him and his wife, they'd lived in the flat. They were... not only a flat above the shop, there was quite a lot of room there, and they'd live there. And at the same time, when I moved to Betis, he was moving from the flat down to this big house. And so he gave me curtains, and he gave us the stair carpet. So that was really good. And we already had one rug, and we got another rug from somewhere. So we had, and they were grey. So we had a grey rug there and a grey rug there. And odd curtains, because they only had one big window, so we had to buy curtains for the front. And of course you look at them and you think, oh my word, you know, they're so big. But we were lucky with that, really. And I think sort of we had things like a kitchen table to, and, you know, the old larder typed cupboards that you perhaps have seen about. We had one of those. And then the first year we were here, that the snow was just really bad. We've had a couple of bad winters, but, you know, you felt really isolated because of the snow. You know, and of course, because I've got a lot of steps to dig yourself out was...
What were your first impressions of the estate and, like, the layout?
Well, I don't know whether we ever thought about that.
Yeah.
It never occurred to me to sort of look around and see. All you really were interested in was where's your house, and
mm-hmm.
this is great, and it's going to be great, because I suppose you knew that you'd eventually get the roads and the lights and whatever else, you know. Because all they did was build the steps down and the houses. I understand that now they put the roads in first, but I mean, that's progress for you, isn't it?